So Psycho Mike, who works behind the scenes, and sometimes you hear him on the air here at the World Famous K-Rock, is obsessed with himself. And he spends every minute that he's not on the show looking for what people are saying about him on the internet. Psycho Mike's the guy you see in all the chat rooms. He's the guy on all the websites. He's the guy who writes back to every single email that has a comment. He loves him, and he loves seeing what other people love about him. And that's why he was able to find a site that I had never heard of before, never seen before, called KevinandBeanArchive.com, which I guess is run by a fan who puts up a bunch of stuff about the show that he hears that he likes.
Yeah, and the audio that we're about to play is a strange thing to collect, don't you think? I mean, who would archive this stuff?
No, it's very odd.
My kind of guy.
You're about to hear is clip after clip after clip of the end of our show. Every day at the end of our show, Bean would make some kind of a passing joke about Tammy Heidi.
But how long ago was this, though?
I don't know.
It seems like Tammy's been doing the show for a couple of years. Kat has been replaced Tammy a couple of years ago, it seems like.
Some of these date pretty far back.
Way back, like a couple of years, and yet he's still got them online. So every day, Bean thanks the guests. I tell people what's coming up tomorrow, and then Bean says, 40 minutes K-Rock next, Kat's coming in, and right at that point, he would for quite some time make a joke about what happened to Tammy Heidi. And this guy has them all archived. Here's one of them.
Kat Corbin is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. I heard she stole Tammy Heidi's head out of a wax museum over the weekend. It was very sad.
Well, let's take Tammy Heidi's head and go home and put it on the mantelpiece.
And I don't know why Kat thinks that kind of behavior is necessary, but that's what she did.
So that's the kind of joke he would make, because Kat's up next, and she had to obviously have done something to Tammy Heidi to get the job.
To get the job, yeah.
Right, I'm still unclear as to exactly what happened, but I think it was a bloody coup. I really do. I think Kat came in with soldiers and took over. I don't know how she did it.
Remember that history of skateboarding in Santa Monica called Lords of Dogtown?
Uh-huh.
That came
sure,
out
as yeah.
being at the end of the show.
You know, in honor of the Lords of Dogtown movie, Kat Corbin just arrived at K-Rock. She's riding a skateboard made out of Tammy Heidi's spine. I mean, it's really unbelievable.
God, Bean.
I don't remember
I'm as
that.
Offended now as I was then.
He was introducing Kat again and noticed a little something about
her. You know, I ran into Kat Corbett, who's coming up next. I ran into her in the parking lot at K-Rock the other day. She still had pieces of Tammy Heidi in the grill of her car. I mean, it was really sad to see her showing up for work like that.
You know what? What was the funniest part about all these jokes was poor Kat, who is a really, really nice person and would never make jokes like this. I think Bean was doing it to torture her more than anything on the planet. That's what he wanted to happen.
Well, she should have thought about that before she tried to kill Tammy Heidi, shouldn't she?
Our friend Kat Corbin is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. By the way, Kat has Tammy Heidi's skull on a necklace around her neck now. It's very sad.
God.
Audio slave.
We're all like, stop.
Why would this person archive this audio? Isn't it bizarre?
It is.
Look in the other room, by the way. It's kind of embarrassing.
Well, what's going on?
Kat Corbett is beating the crap out of Tammy Heidi Pinata. Do you see that? I mean, it's just, so much aggression. It's so ugly.
Had enough? Me either.
Kat Corbett is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She's got some social D. She'll have new Coldplay for you. And today on her show only, she's giving away the limited edition K-Rock Tammy Heidi voodoo dolls. So stick around. That's coming up next on K-Rock.
Wow. Tammy hates us too, right?
Well, she should. Wouldn't you if you were her? Of course she does.
I'm not the kind of guy who likes to stir things up and get people in trouble.
No,
I'm about harmony. I'm about you know, love in the workplace. But I feel like I have to read this email from K-Rock listener Estelle, who wrote to me yesterday. Hey, Bean, I was out around yesterday, and I saw Kat Corbett out in the field. She was flying a kite made out of Tammy Heidi's skin. Oh. Now, when I saw that, I thought, that's just
Bean, ugly. Why do you have to do
that's
this?
Just ugly is what it is.
This is just Bean stoking the fire because he's not here to deal with stuff and everybody else has to see in the hallway and we're all uncomfortable. And
that's the thing. We run into her a lot.
And she's fine.
Yes.
She's a nice person. Why? Why, Bean? Why do you hate?
Somewhere in a Filipino sweatshop, Tammy Heidi is furiously stitching together your Halloween costume right now. Isn't that kind of sad to think about? Osprey next to Pesh Mode.
Okay, so anyway, that guy's got quite the archive up.
This is I'd never heard of this site, never been to it. And again, Psycho Mike found it because he always just spends the whole day Google searching his name. But we may have to check into Afro calls that he saved, Armenian comedian Dewan and Doto clips.
Oh, fantastic.
Federlezzi and Brittany interviews, miscellaneous show banter and discussions. I wonder what that folder is all about.
Bad stuff.
And by the way, there's something at the bottom of KevinAmeenArchives.com that he has audio of that really never happened on our show. At least we're not allowed to admit it and
no
talk about
kidding.
It.
Really?
But how about that?
Oh, go listen to that.
How about a place to find that online that I didn't know existed?
You have to go listen to that.
Yeah.
Because we're not allowed to talk about it, but you have to listen to it.
Yeah. It's at the very bottom of the page of KevinAmeenArchive.com. And I don't know who you are, Mystery K-Rock listener, but good times. Thanks, man.
We're very angry with you.